Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life, and I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow? I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path, am I fulfilling my life's mission? These are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirms so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate.
God bless us all here, and welcome to Healing the Heart. And today is the 13th of April, and we're here to talk about you and your heart and your mind and finding peace inside. First thing, let's begin with a prayer. Bless our work tonight, O Lord, that we may touch the truth and touch the deeper places in ourselves where the healing occurs, so as to draw your grace and your power down to understand your secrets and to understand the deeper wisdom of the healing process. Bless our show and give us truth tonight. Well, the first thing I want to say for the FDA is this show is not about curing, diagnosing, or treating disease. If you have a medical problem, go to see your medical doctor or a naturopath, which is five better suggestions, fully licensed primary care physician. And that is our shout out to the FDA. And my shout out to Mark in Brussels, who's going to be going under the English Channel tomorrow. And we cannot do the session because it's not going to be able to pick up on his cell phone. Anya in London, who rides the train every day into the city of London. And Mihai in Berlin, who's having the time of his life besides healing up the storm. Robert, who is in Johannesburg, wrestling with a client this weekend or next week. Renu in Texas, whose daughter is beginning to speak to her again. God bless you, Renu. And Marklin in Oregon with two little babies on his knees. God bless us all. Let's begin with a poem, a spiritual poem. In his holy love, behind the movement of the stars and moon, he waits, the Father of our everything, to send us what we need, to touch our souls with his deep love, and humble, tiny me, a little pebble in the sand of time, a little hand outstretched, asking for his grace, his help. Whispers to the desert wind. Not me, my way, but thine. So that was sweet when I wrote that today. Not me, my way, but thine. The whole thing about my way and not my way is that if you're going to merge with the Tao, which is a Chinese word for God's plan, they call it here in the East and the West, or God's will or the divine plan. If you're going to merge with that, you have to surrender, let go, turn it over, and ask for his plan to be revealed to you and ask for you to be able just to surrender and let go. We're taught here in the West to go, go, go with our own plan. And we're not taught to let go. And we're not taught to surrender. We're hanging on tight and pushing, pushing, pushing. We're going to talk about the three remedies, Bach Flower remedies, for pushing in some shows coming up. Rock Water, Impatience, and Burbank. Bach Flower remedies, for those of you who don't know about them, are available in any health food store. It's the centerpiece of my program for healing. And the Bach Flower remedies are very gentle, and you can take them to help you to heal. And doctor, a friend, and what they do is they help you to process. Because it's not that the Bach remedies are healing you. It's that you're processing your garbage, the emotional baggage that you carry, that you got to process that on the inside of yourself. I think we're going to talk about processing. Let me look here. I think we're going to be talking about processing. Well, let me just tell you now. Processing means you connect dots. You figure something out. See, most of the healing systems, we'll just tap you here, or we'll just say these incantations here, or we'll just say that you're healed, whatever, and voila, you're healed. But that just puts you more into denial. I had one lady, she said, no, I don't need to do any inner child work because I have all my advanced certifications in rebirthing, and I finished all my inner child work. I don't need to work on anything else in my psychology. So that's like a denial system. It puts you into denial so that you never even have to work on yourself. You think you got everything together. Processing means that when karma comes up, it also leads from karma. I mean, that every spiritual master anywhere in the world will tell you that. All the major diseases and all the major events, Kirpal Singh said. Sankarpal Singh, he was president of the World Fellowship of Religions in Delhi, India, where he had his ashram. And he said that all the major events of your life are predestined. So what happens is when God gives you an event, when God gives you a situation, when God gives you a condition, something that you're to work through, your job is to get busy and work through and figure out what it is that God's trying to teach you. And if you want to get rid of the pain, get rid of the suffering, get rid of the disease, get rid of all those drugs you're taking, got to figure out what the lesson is. That's why we use flower essences, because Dr. Friend says the action of these flower essences is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work certain issues through. So you would give, like, fear. If a person has fear, you give, like, rock water. If a person's hard and felt pine, if a person has guilt. We took up guilt last week. So anyway, so Bach Flower remedies are gentle, they're safe, they're easy to take, they're lots of fun. I've been working with them for 40 years. I have the oldest ongoing classes in the world in the Bach Flower remedies, 40 years. I love those things. I think they're just too cool for school. And my work now is to teach people like yourself how to use the flower essences. Everybody who's listening should download two books that are free PDF downloads from the Bach Center. Dr. Bach only left us two books. Heal Thyself. So write that down. Heal Thyself. And go and Google that, and you can download a free PDF small book. One student said it's 30 books in one. The other book has a description of each remedy. It's called The 12 Healers and Other Remedies. So you want to download that. And that's free. And then you can study this system that Dr. Bach gave us. Now, if you want to study my protocols, the advanced protocols, you can get my two books, Physician Heal Thyself, and which is 450 pages, and The Art of Healing, which is 450 pages. I took a whole year, 4 hours a day, wrote everything I thought that you need to know about 3 or 4 years ago. These books, $35. If you're interested, email me at medicinewin.11@gmail.com. You can email me now if you got some questions about the flower remedies or the program process or whatever. And then, or you can go to my website, drericglove.com. we can arrange, you know, the best and most to you. So anyway, that's a kind of a quick story what the Bach remedies are about. And what we do, we just don't do Bach remedies. We do a program of learning to heal yourself, learning to process your issues using the Bach remedies. I had a student ask me this last week. She's getting all this healing, and she's feeling really blessed by the healing. She said, well, if we didn't work together and I just had Bach remedies and used them, would I get these results? And I said, no, because you need someone to teach you and guide you. And when you're doing the emotional healing, let me turn over here. Okay, so my notes here. I'm on my Bluetooth, and it's working out okay, as long as it works. I love having both hands free. You know, the healing process that I teach, I call it the Love Healing System. We have a one-year certification. We give a certified homeopath, certified nutrition consultant, homeopathic certification on the treatment of animals, certified herbalist. And I set beside you, I give you remedies, I work with you on your inner stuff, and that's how you learn how to treat yourself, because you want to heal yourself first. Excuse me, I'm having a sip of water there. You want to heal yourself. If you can't heal yourself, you're going to be looking at somebody else to get you healed. You may not find them, or you may find some person who only knows half of what he needs to know to help you to heal. God told me when I was in the dark night of the soul for 7 years, it was my karma to go into this dark night of the soul, which is a whole other conversation at a whole other time. It's the worst human suffering possible. And started when I was 51, and went for 7 years, and God told me, you, and I prayed and asked God, I said, look, you got to help me to heal. I had a lot of experience. I had like 25 or whatever years of healing experience at this time. And I thought I was the coolest homeopath ever. And but I grew very humble because I realized there's a whole level that I didn't know anything about. So I prayed and asked God. I said, look, I don't want to suffer. I don't want pain. I don't want any disease. You got to show me how to get through this, these karmas. And God said, I will show you if you just pay attention. And that's where I learned this stuff. And here's one of the things I learned, that you must learn to heal yourself. So that the way that I teach you that, I mean, if you can heal yourself, you can take care of anybody. You can heal yourself. I tell all the naturopaths and all the chiropractors, I said, look, that I train. I said, look, if you can heal yourself, you can heal anybody. Because the book of healing teaches healing. It's a healing of yourself. Now, there's a new relationship that we have to establish when you're healing the emotional component or the emotional spiritual conflict. That's the relationship of student-teacher. That's the relationship I have with all my people. Student-teacher, not doctor-patient. Doctor-patient is the old way. That's for the body. Naturopath gives you this and that. You get the supplements and the vitamins and this and that. Once you get to the emotional spiritual conflict, you need a student-teacher relationship. Interestingly, the word doctor is a Latin word, literally spelled D-O-C-T-O-R, and it means teacher, not physician. It means teacher. There was a woman who was a student of mine in the naturopathic college where I was honored to speak 3 years in a row. She said to me, Dr. Love, I thought you were going to heal me. When she signed up for my program, I said, I thought you were going to heal me of her, you know, emotional stuff. She said, then I learned that what was going on was I had to learn to heal myself. With mental healing, you must do the work yourself on yourself. Got to do the work on yourself, all by yourself, on yourself. I can't do it for you. I can guide you. I can take you to the doorway, but you're the one who's got to work through it. And the other, it's inner work, not outer work. when you get to emotional spiritual conflict, it's inner work on the inside of the inside of yourself. And our society doesn't want you to go into the inside of yourself. Our society wants you to buy things and go out and have sex with men or women or whatever, or both, whatever you're into. Our society wants you to be a automaton robot. Even a lot of times in school, they're teaching you, just do what we say. Doesn't want you to be yourself. Doesn't want to go in and help you to resolve your inner conflicts and your inner issues and your baggage and your garbage. We must do the work ourselves. We must begin the process of learning, connecting the dots, growing. Yeah, that's why God sends suffering. The secret is that suffering, secret is your pain, just a wake-up call to let you know there's something you need to figure out and learn inside yourself. So we have this student-teacher relationship where it's not like I'm saying, hey, dude, you need to change this and that. I can't take that. I can give you flower essences and take you to the doorway where you walk through and you make the discovery of how you need to grow and change and become a new person and become in a new way. Now, you must have a teacher when it comes to emotional spiritual conflict. You can't do this on your own. In regular science, you have to have a teacher. You're going to learn to fly a plane. So here's your airplane. Here's a book, How to Fly Airplane. How to Fly an Airplane. Read this book and take off and fly down to El Paso next week. There's no way. You have to take the ground school. You have to set up there for a long time with a pilot right next to you. Both of you in the pilot seats. And you have to sit there. He's teaching you how to fly an airplane. Medicine man, similar thing. When I saw Ludi Disco, and I watched him pull cancer out of a person's body for about an hour, and he said, you want to try it? I was in the Philippines. And I said, yeah. And he put some kind of magical buzz into my fingers, like razor blades. It was like the wildest, coolest thing I ever seen. He said, just run your finger across your tummy. And I ran my finger across your tummy, and a wound opened up. And he said, now put your fingers in. And I put my fingers in to her body, all the way up to my palm. That's how far my fingers were in her stomach. I mean, her, intestines. And he said, now move it around. Man, I was inside. And then he said, now slowly pull it out. And I slowly pulled it out. And then he said, now take your fingers. I rub across that wound with that special energy you put in my fingertips. And I did. And I watched the wound just heal up. He said, now let's go wash our hands. So we went in the bathroom, we washed our hands. I said, Ludi, I said, man, let me ask you a question. He said, you're going to teach me how to do that? He laughed. He said, no. No, he said, I can't do that. I said, well, let me ask you a question. How long would I have to study with you to learn how to pull the cancer out of people's bodies like you're doing? He said, about 20 years. I said, okay, because I knew I'd never do it. It was just one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. I know it can be done. Maybe someday God will show me how to do it. I knew he could teach me within a year. I knew he could teach me, but he didn't want to do it. He only took 20 years. Well, the medicine men, the Indian medicine men up here in the Navajo reservation, up in the reservations, and back in the history in the 1800s and 1700s, Northern California, the Indian medicine men that I come around with, you want to study with them? It's going to take you 20 years. They're going to have you with them for 20 years. This is not something you can learn from a book. This is deep medicine man stuff. And you got to hang out with your medicine man teacher for 20 years. Now, I've made arrangements. So I'm a good teacher. And I've made arrangements that when you study with me, it's only going to be a year. You can learn enough to get you going in a year. That makes it pretty cool. And my students do really well. My graduates, if you want to become an accountant, you need to go to school and learn from teachers. If you want to learn massage, acupuncture, you're going to need to learn from a teacher. If you want to learn to be a medical doctor, you're going to learn the surgery from somebody who really knows it. Now, you can begin with my books. It's a good place to begin. They're inexpensive, $35. Keep you reading for a while and get you in. Everybody who's reading them, all my guys that are reading them, said that, they're really good. Dr. Cole, who has a show on BBS Radio, she just loved my books. Most people really love those books. They take you into the deep understanding of what's happening on the other side, on the other planes. Not the magical planes, but following natural laws on the astral plane, above the physical plane, where all the emotional, spiritual conflict actually is. People think that if they're, so that's the first thing, you do need a teacher, and it's an educational process. Healing the emotional, spiritual conflict is not like, I'm going to fix you. These remedies are going to fix you. They don't do anything to fix that. You have to do it yourself. Just kick you in the butt and take you to the door. You're the one who walked through the door into the world where the rainbows are, because you're resolved. Living with the wrong woman, working in the wrong job, not resolving your sexual abuse from childhood, getting rid of all of that hate and animosity and bitterness that you carry inside, whatever it is that you need to resolve. Now, people think that if you open up emotionally and you open up the emotional component, you're just going to end up with a big bag of worms and you won't be able to handle it. People think that. So, people choose not to feel anything. They just shut all their feelings down. And people choose to avoid their pain because they don't want to open up to see what's going on inside of them. They just want to keep everything all closed up. And again, physical pain. People don't want to deal with the root cause of the physical pain. I have a student who had physical pain. And we just talked last week. I think we've been working together. It couldn't have been more than 2 months, maybe 3 months at the most. And he took remedies for shielding and protection and for pushing himself, and which is that workaholic group that we're going to be taking, you know, about a month from now, taking up. The rock water impatience and vervain, which are the remedies of the workaholic group. He took those and the remedies of the shielding group, which we've been working on for the past few months, shielding and protection. We do our last shielding remedy here in a little bit. And he has no pain. And he's a healer who does a form of body work with people. And I said, well, check it out. I said, you got no pain, and I never touched you. And I've owned 3 schools of massage, so I know how to touch someone to get rid of their pain. But if I get rid of your pain, you're going to come back next week. All your pain's going to be back. Unless we figure out the emotional root cause, and sometimes it's easy, like in his case, only took a few months, he's not getting any body work at all, I don't think. And still, all his pain is gone. And sometimes it's going to take longer. It may take 4 or 6 months. We figure it out. These things are layered on top of one another like stinky onions, and you got to peel the onion layers of the onion skin, and when you're cutting up those onions, you'll be weeping. I was crying the other day, cutting onions. I just thought that was the wildest thing. So people think that you better not open up the emotional component because you're not going to be able to handle it. Well, you know what? Don't let the mind deceive you. You can handle it. You can process it. You can work it through. It's possible. I've done it. If anybody should have pain, it should be me. I've been hit by a car from behind 12 times, 12 major whiplashes. And because I'm so stubborn, God has to whap me around a lot to get me to heal and get me to pay attention. But as I sit here and talk to you, I have no pain. And the reason I have no pain is because I work through my issues. You can do it. I'll show you how to do it. Listen to these radio shows. Order my books. Take my courses. Physical pain is a feedback current. It's a feedback current from your soul. Physical pain and physical symptoms, physical illness, dis-ease, is a feedback current. There's something you need to work out. In this age, this dark age of the Kali Yuga, this dark age, and we're going into the age of enlightenment, I think God's been telling me about 2021, 2005, we will officially be in the age of enlightenment, where it's going to be easy to get enlightened. But now we're still in the dark age, where the coolest thing is war and rape and robbing people and gaining power over other people and hurting other people and human sacrifice and on and on and on. During this dark age, our soul has chosen to use physical disease and physical pain as a feedback loop, feedback current to get us to pay attention, to stop our in our tracks and learn what God's trying to teach us. And we don't learn. And we keep, the pain just stays. We don't learn anything. We don't grow. We don't change. We don't learn. And pain is just sucking out our chi and our energy. Worse and worse. I had a woman in, I went over to take my printing over to the print shop when I had my massage school in Eureka, California. 1981. And this woman was there, and so she's helping me get set up and stuff, and she's telling me how much pain her hands were in. She says, I'm in excruciating pain in my hands and in my body and stuff. I said, my God. I said, look, what's going on? What's causing all this pain? She said, oh, I don't know. And so I started asking her questions. And what happened was that she had a business, and she's very responsible. And when her business failed, all her creditors she owed a lot of money to, she said, no, I'm not going to go bankrupt. I'm going to pay you guys back because I'm so responsible. So now it's been 2 years ago, and now she's working three jobs to pay her creditors back. And she's killing herself. And I said, and I saw all this, and I'm talking to her. And so I said, well, look here. I said, let me give you some flower essences. And I gave her remedies for being a workaholic. I think I gave her all three of those rock water patients and verbing. And I gave her remedies for shielding and protection. I gave her wild oak for direction. I gave her star for trauma, one of the best things for trauma in the whole wide world, star pepper. Stimulates you to work through your trauma better than anything I've ever seen on the planet Earth. About a month later, somewhere between a month to 2 months, because I kept going over there, you know, take printing, pick up printing, stuff like that. It's all gone. Totally gone. And she told me that she had decided she was just going to go ahead and take the bankruptcy, and that it was crazy for her to work three jobs and bust her chops night and day to pay back these bills for the business, which, you know, that's why we have the bankruptcy set up. And once she got that lesson and quit being such a stickler, fanatic, rigid workaholic person and a doormat and worked through all the grief and shock and all the responsibility, all those different issues that she had, that God wanted her to work through those and change herself. Once she did that, pain vaporized. I have personally peace of mind. I'm the only person that'll tell you that they have peace of mind inside. And I really got it. I'm not BSing it. I live in a multicolored cosmic universe of rainbow. I feel joy and bliss. I'm very happy. One of the only people that'll tell you that I'm happy. I feel whole. I don't have body tension. Don't have any body pain. Don't have emotions. And when some karmas open up for me from a previous life that carry emotional pain, give me 2 or 3 days, I'll have it resolved. Because I have the wonderful box lines, and I have the wonderful SAF, which is one of the most powerful systems on Earth for healing the emotional component, which I teach in my classes. I'm healthy, I'm emotionally balanced, and I'm disease-free. I have no disease, don't suffer from physical symptoms. And one of the coolest things, and I have to be humble when I say this, well, say all of these things, I have to be humble, is that I have my life's work. My life's work is bringing this program to the world and doing the Bach flowers. I have the oldest classes in the world in the Bach flower remedies. I have my life's work. And I have to thank God Working Through the Wild Oat, which is a remedy to help you find your life work. And it's about, I don't tell anybody, taking the wild oats at least 1 year to find out who you are, what your life work is. And you also need to work out the blocks that are keeping you from receiving. Because healing is not something you go and make happen. Healing is something you have to receive, to get from God. Not something that you make and generate like you would generate a business. It's something you receive. It's like if you're a single woman and you want a husband, you go out and make a husband happen. Well, you're going to get a husband, but you're going to get the wrong one. You have to learn to receive love and open that up. So anyway, so to the wild oat, you want to learn how to receive your good, how to receive your life work. And Napoleon Hill says that each person has one thing that they can do better than anyone else on earth. One thing that they can, each person, you have one thing that you can do better than anyone else on earth. And so the wild oat. And we got to get the blocks. We got to get that layers of the stinking onion skin, all that emotional baggage that's keeping you from being yourself, keeping you from being in your power. Let me read you another poem here. Voices of a Winter Wind. Midnight of a winter storm. The mountain wind moves crisply through the trees and pushes against your window pane. Why do you let him take your power and stifle you and suppress you where you cannot even breathe? These parasitic leeches, they suck the life right out of you and drain the very marrow of your bones. And soon the snow will come, blowing wind and sleet against the cabin walls. Why don't you close yourself and lock your gate and learn how to protect the spaces of your heart? Why do you let them suck your energy and bleed you dry? The little hold of power you have worked so hard to earn and bring you where you are today. To watch your life force draining through your fingertips. To lose yourself and lose your precious power to a vampire and to leeches of this midnight of winter storm. The snow is falling as the wind cries out, it's time to take your power, time to speak your truth, to speak your voice with power against the forces of the mountain snow and wind, against the one who would suppress and stifle in the midnight of a winter storm and voices of a winter wind.
As a free gift, the Bach Center in England is offering the only two books written by Dr. Edward Bach as a free PDF downloads.
Okay. So we were on the edge of taking a commercial. I'm probably going to take a commercial here after a bit. I'll talk into my wonderful engineer, Don Newsom, God bless you, who's sitting there listening to the show and was about to give me a commercial, but... I'm on a roll, man. I'm on a roll. Let me keep going here, and I will... Let me read you some... we're talking, you know, one of the first level of the mind. Once you get in the mind, so the Bach is the second level. And the traumas of childhood, the underworld ghost river, is a third level deep, very deep. The first level is the subconscious mind. Now, let me read you some prayers from Dr. Joseph Murphy to activate the subconscious mind. I know that you know the answer, and you will show me the way. Thank you for bringing it about now. God is guiding me now. God knows the answer. Infinite intelligence is guiding me, and there is right action in my life. There is an overshadowing presence in which I live and move and have my being. It opens up the door for me. I follow the lead which comes to me. I turn it over now to my deeper mind and go about my business. So, such a wonderful prayer. Fact that the power of your subconscious mind. But the next level is to deal with your patterns, the actual patterns that you have that are causing you to suffer, to have pain. The patterns and the issues and the baggage and the garbage and the junk, the crap, the stuff that God wants you to change about yourself. Now, we've been dealing, let's jump into our next remedy is clematis. In England, they call it clematis, and I just can't call it clematis. For years, I said clematis. I like to say clematis now. It's a wildflower from the British countryside for being spacey. Now, before we get into this flower essence, for being space cadet in one way or another, or zoning out or spacing out, to bring you back, to get you to process your issues, to come back to us, let me just review what we've dealt with here. We've dealt with parasitic infestation for the last couple of months. About 9 remedies or so for parasitic infestation. This is for shielding and protection. This subject, this one of the biggest causes of disease. People taking your power, people sucking your energy, people draining you, people draining the life force out of you, people taking your power. And most of this is, you don't even see it, because it was your dad took your power or your mother took your power, and so you just learned to give it to them when they came around doing it. So it's 95% of the emotional components visible. But the truth is, it's happening. And people dumping on you, they're dumping their negative energy on you. They're using you as a dumper, and they're using you as a feeder. Now, the remedies to deal with this, number one, sentry. Sentry, Centauri is for being too much of a nice guy, people pleaser, always giving and giving and giving. And to be healed, to be healthy, you have to take care of yourself slightly more than you take care of other people. I work with students 3 days a week, all day long, hard, long days. And then I have 4 days to myself, to heal myself. So 4 and 3, slightly more taking care of yourself than you are taking care of other people. Sentry, for boundaries, for saying no, for speaking your voice. Walnut. Walnut is a remedy for protection. It's your main protection remedy. Keep people from messing with your head, messing with you. Walnut usually has one strong person who bothers them. Only my brother. Only my father. My wife dominates and controls me. Walnut has some particular person, or if you're living in New York City, have a student living in Brooklyn. I said, man, I said, you need to walnut because you're living in New York City. Well, he's getting ready to move out of New York City. He's getting his healing now. He no longer draws. And see, that's one of the other secrets. Disease, we draw it to ourselves. There's something inside of us that draws this pain to ourselves. You have a dominating, parasitic person sucking your energy, taking your power, dumping on you. Something inside of you is drawing that to you. So we got walnut. Then we got agrimony. Agrimony person puts on a happy face. most famous agrimony person is Ronald Reagan. God bless him. Always has a smile. He said that he and Nancy have a lot of anxiety. Agrimony has anxiety, but that's like anxiety with no cause, because they're not facing the issues and the baggage inside. They're just kind of shoving it under the rug. So agrimony is a remedy, one of the main remedies you use for pain, for anxiety, for and agrimony stuffs your feelings away. Doesn't deal with conflict very well, nor conflict within their own self. Usually you get agrimony and the person begins to process the pain and their issues. You come back next month, out of pain. Usually people tell you they got less pain. Then we've got mimulus. Oh my God, mimulus is for fear. Fear is the biggest issue on the planet Earth right now. Dare you to turn on CNN. You'll be so scared to death. Listen to some news guy. Listen to alternative news. They're scared to death. Everybody's scaring everybody. Oh my God, we're going to have a war with Russia. Oh my God, what if this happens? And oh my God, the nuclear is being released out of Chernobyl. Oh my God, the bird flu is coming around. Well, they're scaring you to what? They're scaring you to control you. They're scaring, it's all about money. If they can keep you scared and on edge, you see. And you don't want to have any fear. I don't have any fear. I promise all my students, we're going to get rid of all your fear. Through God's grace, I'm going to show you how to process the fear away on the inside of yourself. You connect the dots, you figure this stuff out, you work it through, and you process the fear on through. That's mimulus. Then we have large, and that's also for fear of disease and fear of the end of the world, doom and gloom coming, and fear of growing old. And fear of, when I turned 30, I looked at wrinkles in my eyes and said, oh man, I'm getting old. That's 30, right? So I said, man, I better take some mimulus. So at a month's time, I think I'm not worried about the mimulus, you know, and I've never had any fear of growing old ever since. I'm 67. I shouldn't be telling that publicly. I have no fear of growing old at all. I don't feel old. See, if you're whole and you're content and you have peace inside, everything begins with peace inside. It doesn't matter whether you're fat or thin or old or young or male or female or ugly or pretty or rich or poor. If you have peace inside and you have a connection with God, you won the game. Okay, so mimulus. Now, this next remedy is large. Large is a, so anyway, back to one thing about mimulus. One more thing. It's called worldly fears. Any fear of the world. If you can name it, it's mimulus. If you got fear and you can't name it, you're just real scared, but you don't know what you're scared of. That's aspen. And they call that panic attack. We're going to get into that at a later time. But aspen is not for shielding, but the mimulus is. So we're going to go over the shielding group only. For now. Then we got large, which is a remedy for confidence. I'm confident enough. I feel capable enough. Let me look here a minute. I got somebody writing me here on my email. And if you got anything that you want to say, okay, so it's not about the show. If you got anything that you want to say about the any questions about these remedies or whatever, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. I'll get it right here on my little email on my tablet. So anyway, so large is for confidence, feeling capable enough, you're good enough, you really have something to offer, but you can stand up and say, hey, I'm good enough, I'm capable enough, and you don't feel like a failure. My father told me he went before the Congress, and he said that all the time he spoke before a congressional subcommittee on alcoholism and drug addiction, which was his specialty. And he was an expert in it. And he said, the whole time I felt, oh God, I hope they don't discover that I'm a fake and phony and don't really know what I'm talking about. Because at the time, he lacked confidence. All American business, everything runs on confidence. Libretto is a remedy for it's also a confidence remedy, but you misjudge your decisions, and then you go and ask everybody else their opinions. And then you have Scleranthus, which is the remedy for indecision. So you can't make a decision. You stand in front of the rice place at the store, and you're holding up each bag, and you're going back and forth and back and forth. You'd be there for 5-10 minutes. You can't make a decision. It's the little decisions. And it comes from an instability that has come over you because people have been sucking your energy and taking your power. And then you've got pine, which is what we did last week. Pine is a remedy for guilt, for feeling that everything's your fault, that you're the worst person in the world, that you've got this, that, and the other wrong with you, and that you're criticizing yourself, picking on yourself. So those are the remedies for shielding and protection that we've gone into. There's one more remedy for shielding and protection. That is the remedy clematis. So let me take my both hands that are free because I'm using my Bluetooth. Thank God. I've got another poem before we go into clematis. Sixth Street. These poems are good. They have to get back into your feelings. Anytime you're working on the emotional and spiritual conflict inside of you, it's all done. The gateway entrance way, the gate, is your emotions. So if you don't have access to your emotion, dude, you're not going to do any work on your emotional spiritual conflict, your emotional component, because you can't feel. You're numb, like a little zombie walking about. God bless us. City Street. It's going to help us get back into our feelings. The little voices of the desert night, the animals with their telepathy, speak not in words, but in the secret language of the heart. The secret language of the heart spoke not in words, in images of thought, of pictures, and of feelings, held like photos in the mind. No words, only images and feelings of the heart. And all around me, the snakes and squirrels and little birds, they understand. They hear me when I speak in rainbow talk of timeless human mind. Pity 'tis the people of the desert street, they never really listen, never hear each other when they speak, rarely, if not ever, to connect. The modern man has lost the meaning of his life. From the Starbucks to the Autobahn, he lives a superficial life, only half alive in shallow numbness with his Prozac, wine, an effort to control and dominate, and always wanting, ever searching to escape the pain and hurt that he refuses to acknowledge in his heart. He moves with shallow, stifled breath along the city streets, distant from the souls around him, all wrapped up in his head, never in his heart, distant from the essence of his self, distant from his very soul, which should have given guidance and direction. The soul, which should have been the fountain of the ancient wisdom, he has lost so long ago. So clematis, Dr. Bach wrote, those who are dreamy, drowsy, not fully awake, no great interest in life. Person's only half here. quiet people, not really happy in their present circumstances, living more in the future than in the present, living in hopes of happier times when their ideals may come true. For any reason, if a person is spacey and they're only partially here, they're part of them is gone, checked out, you would use this remedy. I had a woman who told me that her husband raped her, and every week he would rape her, which is cruel and sad, great trauma. And she said that the only way she could handle it is that when he raped her, that she would just check out. So she eventually got a divorce, and she told me that after that, even till now, which I don't know, something like 5 years or something, she had checked out so far during these times of trauma when she got raped that she never could completely come back. So we used the clematis, and she began the process of that issue of coming back, and she actually was able to come back, God bless her. So the first question that you ask is, are you spacey? And one of the questions I always ask, do your friends think you're spacey? Because they keep telling me I'm spacey. I went over to a woman's house outside of Arcata in California to have dinner. We were just friends, and I just went to have dinner. And we were eating dinner, and she was telling me about how she had just got, this job at the art store. And she was the lowest person in the totem pole in the receiving department and in the whole art store. And that they all made fun of her and told her how spacey she was. And I said, I got my flower essences out in the car, so why don't we make up some flower essences? I have pomatas for being spacey. She said, oh, okay. So we can get you to process that on the inside of yourself. So she got on the clematis, and a month later, I came back to have dinner with her again. It's just friends, no big deal. No relationship or nothing, we're just friends. She wanted to make me dinner. So I said to her, we were having dinner. I said, oh, by the way, that remedy that you took, did that do anything? And did you take it? And she said, yeah, I took it. And she was taking it 4 times a day. And I said, did that do anything? She said, no, didn't do anything at all. I didn't notice anything. I said, okay. So we kept eating dinner, and then I finally said to her, I said, listen, let me ask you a question. Do the people at work still say that you're spacey? Because, see, she began to tell me how she's now the manager of the receiving department. And she was telling me that she now has the keys to the whole art place, the art store, and she opens it up in the morning and she closes it up at night and she manages the receiving department. So I said, when she was telling me this, I said, well, let me ask you something. Do these people still say that they still call you Space Cadet? And she thought a minute, she said, no, they don't do that anymore. And I said, by golly, I think that flower essence worked because you're not spacey anymore. She says, I guess you're right. So people can check out for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes people are just dreamy. They're not here. They're off in some daydream. Earth to Judy. They're dreamy. They're sleepy. The person's not present. Lack of effort due to dreaminess. Absorption in thoughts. So they're always in their thoughts. They're looking out the window. Looking out the window, being in their thoughts, not being present for one reason or another. Absent-minded, forgetful, poor memory, loss of interest, daydreaming, thoughts far away. Apathetic, indifference, inattention, lack of concentration. Because they're not present. And the most extreme, this person can desire death. It's not suicidal so much. They're so spaced. spaced out, they're so gone, they just feel like they want to die. In the worst case, lack of interest in the present, withdrawal into self. They just go into themselves and hold up in themselves. They're no longer present in life. And numbness. Is it a true numbness and zombiness? And then unconsciousness, like fainting. The clematis is interestingly, it's in the rescue remedy. Now, the rescue remedy is a flower essence that you buy, which is made up of five remedies. And Bach put it together for shock and trauma. And I carry that with me all the time to put on, my arm if I slam my fingers in the car door or something like that. It'll usually take it away pretty quick. Well, it's got clematis in it because that's one of the emotional states that occur during a state of shock. So I was in the pizza parlor with that friend Stanley in Arcata, California, and he just collapsed on the floor. And I went over and I go, oh my God, this dude fainted. And I took the rescue remedy and put it on the fingertips and put it on skin. And within about 10 seconds, his eyes popped open and he goes, where am I? What's going on? I said, dude, you fainted. And oh my God, he started to get up and then bam, out he went again. So I put the rescue remedy on my fingertips and gave it to him. And 10, 20 seconds later, eyes open, and he popped up and stood up and whoa, what was that? And I said, I don't know, man, you fainted. And that was the end of it. I had a student in Sarasota say that he had used this to bring people out of comas. That was what he said. Pass that along. Any kind of person is not present. And insanity. I had a girlfriend one time. This was wild. God bless her. I was in Brentwood, California. I went in because she's all silent. I went into the bathroom. And there she was. She had gone to potty to pee, and she was half up, half standing up, and just half there staring in space. And I said, honey, I said, are you okay? She wouldn't answer. And I thought, she's like gone. So I started giving her clematis and rescue remedy. And I gave her that for a period of time, and she came back. That was very wild. And I trusted in God, I prayed, and God said, no, not a big deal. She's just gone, because she had a lot of emotional problems, and I knew these emotional problems just piled up. And made her zone right out into the catatonic state. Mediumistic, person gets too psychic. They're like way off in the psychic world. And they're like not present. Idealistic and impractical. Excessive imagination, not in the present. The professor spent more time in his thoughts than in his body. They like you with clematis. You're like going out of your body. You're not in the life anymore. Impractical and everyday things for those who live more in their thoughts than in their actions. So for whatever reason, you ain't present. You're not here. An exhaustion from this lack of vitality because you just spaced out. So clematis is a remedy that you use when you find yourself beginning to check out. So that's a clematis remedy. It's actually pretty simple. You feel it, you either got it or you don't. And I'll usually catch that person, you know, my catch friendly to the person, but say, well, are you spacey? Do you tend to zone out and space out a lot? Let's do another poem. Why do you push your feelings down? Refuse to feel the deep emotions of your heart. And how you go the other way into an ocean of denial to stifle, choke, and bury down the way you really feel inside. How distant from your needs and what will make you feel fulfilled and happy and have peace inside. How separated and walled off from your inner self, split off from deep emotions of the heart. You know so much, achieved so much, have learned so much. Pity is, you do not know yourself. Okay, let me okay. So we're gonna go a little bit longer here. The next group of remedies we're gonna take up, I wanted to speak just a little bit about it because we can go a little bit longer. My wonderful engineer Don told me. Because we don't have anybody coming after him. Let me read something from Dr. Bach. Our soul lays down for us our lives as he wishes them to be ordered. So in other words, our soul puts us in the particular situation or the particular work or particular conditions as he wishes them to be. And so long as we do that particular work according to the dictates of our souls, all is well. The soul knows what environment and what circumstances will best enable it to do this. So in other words, the soul, our own soul, our spiritual self, our God self, knows what the best place for us to be is and puts us into that situation. Not random. It is when our personalities are led astray from the path laid down by the soul, either by our own worldly desires or by the persuasion of others, that conflict arises. So in other words, our desires that, well, we don't want to go through this. We're not split here for us to go through. We want things to be different. We're going to make things different. Or someone else comes along and leads us in the wrong direction. Parasitic person, that a conflict arises, a conflict between the soul and the personality. Disease is of itself beneficent and has for its object the bringing back of the personality to the divine will of the soul. And so it is obeying the commands of our soul, our higher self, that matters. And that's from Dr. Bach's book, Heal Thyself. So let me talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing in the following weeks. We're going to be discussing dominating people, people who are bullies, people who push you around, people who take control over you. People who are controlling. And we're going to be discussing remedies about that. Now, let me tell you what those remedies are. We got, the first one we'll take up is vine. No, we're going to take up chicory first. Chicory's bossy, dominating, but they feel rejected easily. They always like to be a boss, always like to be in charge. And then we're going to take up the remedy called heather, which is dominating. What they want is to get you just shut up, sit down, and listen to them talk about themselves. They're not bossy, but they're dominating, and they want you to listen and hear if they talk about their own self. They don't care about you. And then we're going to talk about Vine. Vine is a bossy, militaristic person, or a bossy police officer or military officer. Bossy and dominating, ambitious, strong, powerful. And the last one is vervain, which is the remedy for being dominating and very enthusiastic by nature. So they aren't going to turn you on to this and teach you all about that, but they're going to dominate you. Remember, any time, well, let me ask you this. When you got a dominating person, bully boy there, why would a person be dominating? In all my classes, I ask this question, so you can't answer me, so just think about the answer. Take a minute. Why would a person dominate, want to control someone else? Think about it. What are you going to get out of it? What are you going to get out of being in charge, having power? Why would someone do that? Well, the answer is, there's two big answers. One is that when you control someone else, you're actually able to suck the energy out of the other person. Stand here, sit here, say this, don't say that. When you control the other person, you get to feed off of their energy. So control is feeding. That's the first thing they get. That feeding is a morphine shot in the arm, a temporary quick fix. For the second reason, so that they don't have to deal with their own issues and baggage and garbage and junk to carry inside. So when you're busy being in control and managing and manipulating everybody to be in control, you don't have to deal with how much pain you're in that you got buried deep inside of you. You don't have to deal with your sexual abuse. You don't have to deal with how dominating your father was. You don't have to deal with the fact that you ain't making enough money. You don't have to deal with the fact that you're being dominated and controlled by your wife at home when you can dominate and control the people you work with. If you're dominating and controlling, you don't have to deal with your fears or your low self-esteem or any issues on the inside of yourself at all, because you're the dude, man. You're the one in control. They know humility. All there is the arrogance and the pride. And you don't have to feel, and you don't have to know yourself. So the two big reasons that a person would be dominating is, number one, so that they can suck your energy and feed off of people. And you see the dominating people. They're happy. They're strong because they have a long list of people they suck the life out of all day long. I meditate a couple hours a day. Sometimes more. I eat my health foods. I walk in the beautiful desert. I do my SAF, which I have to tell you about here in a minute. I do my little commercial here toward the end of the show about my courses. I do my box flowers. I bust my buns trying to get energy for myself. I don't take any drugs. I don't drink any alcohol. I don't drink any smoke any pot. I used to do all that stuff. I'm drug-free now. I'm on the natural high, drug-free natural high. And I don't suck any energy from other people. I get the energy from my soul and from my right living and the beautiful sun that bakes down on me. But a person who isn't able to do those things or doesn't have a spiritual connection is going to get their energy from sucking the energy off of you and the long list of people that they drained before they got to you today. Number one. And number two, as long as they're busy dominating and controlling, they never have to stop and deal with any of the issues on the inside of yourself. Now, the most dominating man that I have ever met in my entire life was the husband of a woman I've given flower essences to. to. She had terrible, terrible pain. I met her in the hot, hot pool at Bozeman Hot Springs, and she was just crying to me, telling me about how much pain she was in. We worked together, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months. She didn't have any pain. She processed the issues. Her dominating husband was one of them. He was and then she didn't have any more pain, because the pain is a wake-up call. God's trying to get you to go process some stuff. So he was a spiritual man, a very kind, a very loving man, a very good man, and I liked him. But, man, you walk in the room with him, you're going to bite your tongue, because I don't mean by suppressing yourself. I mean just by the nervousness you feel being with someone who is so commanding. It's like being with General Patton. Makes you nervous. You bite your nails off. And I swear to God, 5, 6 months into working with him, because she brought him over to my place there, and 5, 6 months into working with him, she told me he was no longer dominating. Now, that's called a thorough constitutional transformation. That's where you take the deepest acting negative character defects, and you turn those into the opposite. So dominating person's like no longer dominating. If you're a fearful person, you're no longer fearful. Person has no confidence. Now they have all the confidence that they need. I had a woman, and this will show you how the remedies work. She sold art. She had a little shop on the plaza there in Arcata, and it's a little art store, and she sold art that she had done, watercolor. They were beautiful. And we were friends. I thought, well, look, let me make up some remedies for you. So I made up some remedies, and one of the remedies I gave her was chicory, bossy. And she said, you know, I don't know about that remedy. I can't. It's hard for me to relate to being dominating and bossy. And I said, well, you know, I can feel it, and you know, you seem to fit it. So let's go ahead and use that then. And so we put it together. And I was up at her house in Trinidad about a week later, and she was up on in her garage on the top of a ladder, doing something, and she turned to her son and said, go get me this, and do that, and do that. And then she turned to me and she said, is that what you mean? And I go, yeah, that's it. So she began to process that dominating stuff through. The remedies, they trigger you to see and begin to process these things on the inside of yourself. So you can actually see who you are and come to know yourself. Because what's really happening is we know so much about all this stuff, we don't know kit and caboodle about ourselves. Okay, so let me tell you about my courses, and then I'm going to read you one more poem, and then we're going to blow the light fantastic tonight. My course is a one-year course. We give a homeopathic certification. We give certified herbalist. We get certified nutrition consultant and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. And I sit beside you and hold your hand and help you to work through your own healing for about a year. We talk each week. Sometimes we can skip the week if we can. And I help you to work through the issues and the baggage and the garbage on the inside of yourself. This is how you actually learn to do the healing, is to learn to process on yourself. The first thing is physician heal myself. I teach you the wonderful SAF technique, which is about the deepest thing that and that you'll ever experience in your life. The very powerful Louise Hay says that it's the most powerful system of therapy on planet Earth. And then I teach you the wonderful alignment technique, puts all the bones in the spine into place. Just hold a few points in the forehead and behind the head, and all the bones in the spine go into place. Very cool. And then I teach you about nutrition and how to heal, help people to heal through diet and nutrition. My course is a one-year course. It takes that long for you to learn to work with yourself and other people. Very powerful course. I've been working with people since 19, um, number is 406-585-0774. My website, DrEricLove.com. My email, MedicineWind.11@gmail.com. Any of you are interested or you just want to talk to me about flower essences, give me a ring. One more poem, and then we're off into the desert night. Midnight of a winter storm, the mountain wind moves crisply through the trees and pushes against your window pane. Why do you let him take your power and stifle you and suppress you where you cannot even breathe? These parasitic leeches, they suck the life right out of you and drain the very marrow of your bones. And soon the snow will come, and blowing wind and sleet against the cabin walls. Why don't you close yourself and lock your gate and learn how to protect the spaces of your heart? Why do you let them suck your energy and bleed you dry? The hold, the little hold of power you have worked so hard to earn and bring you to where you are today. To watch your life force draining through your fingertips. To lose yourself and lose your precious power to a vampire and two leeches on this midnight of the winter storm. The snow is falling as the wind cries out. It's time to take your power. Time to speak your truth. To speak your voice with power against the forces of the mountain snow and wind, against the one who would suppress and stifle in the midnight of a winter storm. And voices of the winter wind. Deep, deep, deep. Thank you. You gotta go deep to heal. Thank you. God bless you all. And thanks for listening in to Healing the Heart. And welcome. And goodbye. And we will talk again.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.